Hi, I'm John Jackson.
And I'm Greg Patent.
And we're the food guys. Well, we're the food guys, but the other food guy, Greg, is a miraculous cook, but he steals from everybody all across the planet. I saw one of your recipes published about Welsh fruit bread, speckled bread, bara brith.
That's a great pronunciation.
Why is it speckled bread? I don't get that.
It's speckled because it would be made with whole wheat flour, which, as you know, gives bread a speckled appearance. And also it contains diced dried fruits. I'm a great fan of this bread, and I learned how to make it from Totti Parmeter, who is a Welsh lady that I met many years ago. And when I was hunting for recipes to put into my book, A Baker's Odyssey, which is really about America's immigrant baking heritage, Totti said she would be happy to provide three recipes for me. And of course, I was thrilled. The condition that I used for anybody who contributed a recipe or more to my book was they had to be with me in the kitchen and I had to see how they made it exactly. If they weighed or measured anything, I would see that. If they did things by hand, I would have to stop them in mid-maneuver and have them empty the contents of their hands into a dish that I could then weigh or measure. So if they would put leavening or salt in the palm of the hand, or no, you have to pour it out. I have to see how much that is. But Totti was meticulous. She measured everything, so I was spared that job of having to empty her hands every so often. It's a yeast bread. It's not too sweet, and it's incredibly easy to make because all you need is a bowl and a wooden spoon.
But everybody in the Celtic world made one.
Yes, it's one of these breads that is widely spread. In Ireland, the bread is known as Barm Brack, and in Scotland, Selkirk Bannock. And in Brittany, it goes by the name of Morlaix Brioche.
Are there any peculiarities to this recipe at all?
Nothing. No, there's nothing peculiar about it.
Straightforward.
Very straightforward.
Brack.
We'll post this recipe on mtpr.org. The texture of the bread is both dense and light at the same time. And I think the lightness, I don't know, but it works that way. There's certain things I have no explanation for.
Dense and light.
Light at the same time. The best thing to do is to make the bara brith a day ahead. It needs to compose itself. Many of these fruit and nut breads, after they're made, you should not cut into them for about a day because then the internal structure of the bread, all the molecules and everything has the time to arrange itself. You want to cut slices fairly generously, by maybe a half an inch thick. This makes a nice big loaf. Serve it with lots of butter.
Lots of butter.
Lots of butter and steaming cups of tea.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
I can do that.
You can do that. What you do is you start with a sponge. A sponge, it's a preliminary yeast mixture that you make that has warmed milk, melted butter, all-purpose flour, a little bit of sugar and salt, and a package of rapid-rise yeast. And you beat this all together until it gets to be a little bit ropey. Your arm will get a bit of workout. Yeah. And then you cover it and let it rise until it's maybe doubled or tripled in volume. You can put it in a warm place, but not over 85 degrees, or leave it at room temperature. It'll take longer to rise. To make the dough, you add an egg, beat it in well, and then you add more flour, and then you add some spices. And I love to put in nutmeg and mace and cinnamon.
Oh, I can use the mace.
Yes, you can use the mace, which is the outer coating of the nutmeg. So you get two spices. Once it's all nicely beaten up and elastic, then you can add your dried fruits. And I like to use currants, diced orange peel, but you can do anything. You can have dried huckleberries if you want, currants.
All those dried
fruits. All those dried fruits. Prunes are really good too. Diced prunes and citron, about 3/4 cup of each. That'll be in the recipe. And then you make a very shaggy dough with it and you turn it out onto your work surface and you knead it all together. It comes together in this lovely little lump. Put it into a baking pan like a 9x5x3 or a 10x4. Cover it and let it rise until it's well risen above the rim of the pan and then you bake it.
And Bob's your uncle.
That's it. That's great. After it's baked, let it sit in the baking pan for 20 minutes. Take it out of the pan, let it cool completely, and then wrap it airtight, and then let it sit overnight. Next morning for breakfast, you've got bara brith.
And then you will say, bless you, Greg.
And Totti for teaching me.
And Totti. And you'll come back next week for
The Food Guys.